All right, how's everybody doing today? We have an amazing guest here today, someone we actually have worked with for a long time. We know this person, Eddie Guerra. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. It's been a while that I haven't seen you guys, you know, but, you know, I think the last deal we actually closed together was November with Latron.
It was. It wasn't that long ago, but it was
I feel like time's flying by. We just started the year, and it's already February. I'm like, Jesus.
I blinked at We need Christmas trees in here already. It's already going to be Christmas like that.
Exactly. Yeah. Before you know it, everyone's like, hey, what am I getting for Christmas?
You know? No, but, you know, thanks for coming down here from Orange County. I know you're very busy, but me and Mike were like, you know, we need somebody who we find very special on our podcast, and we have a relationship with you with real estate and everything for a large amount of years, at least five years,
I think.
A pretty good amount of time.
Right.
But, you know, we wanted to have you here so we can talk to you and dissect the process of who Eddie Guerra is and what you're all about. And I feel like it's your moment to shine, and we'd love to break that down in detail with you.
I'm ready. Let's get this Dr. Phil
session on. All right. Dr. Phil session. Love it. So one of the things where we met you, of course, it's real estate, and we'll get into that because that's one of your main professions. But also you, I believe, were in the Navy for quite some time. Are you still in the Navy?
Yes.
Okay.
I've been in the military for 10 years.
Wow.
I joined in 2015, and I did 6 years of active duty. I got out of active duty this September of 2020.
Okay.
And then went into the reserves right after that.
So. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Yeah,
10 years.
Yeah. Well, technically March. March is my 10-year mark. Well, but I just say 10 years.
Yeah,
like that just give them the 10 years.
Right.
Fine. Halfway there, I'm going to figure out if I'm going to do 20 years or not.
There you go. Okay.
Really?
That's because you get a pension if you do 20 years.
Oh, so. Wow. Okay. Amazing. Okay.
Yeah, well, you're still very young, so 20 years, it might be like in the breeze.
I'll be 30 this year.
No way. Okay. You look 20.
Thank you.
Well, one thing, we are always talking about it behind the scenes is, can you tell us like how you got into the Navy, into the military?
Well, I'll pretty much give you like the initial background of what I was doing before I got in to kind of caveat onto why it is that I joined.
So
I graduated high school. I was going to college. I was trying to be a mechanical engineer, you know, like most Latinos, they always tell you, hey, you know, if you're going to go and do something, you know, you got to get an education.
Right.
I'm like, okay, you know what? Let me go ahead and get an education. I'll go to Cal State LA. I got accepted there. And I like doing stuff with my hands. So I was like, you know what? Mechanical engineering seems like the thing I would want to do.
Right.
I got there and I realized it is not for me.
Okay.
No, like, everyone was super antisocial. No one really talked to each other. Mm-hmm. They're really like book smart individuals.
Okay.
I'm good at math and science and everything, but I just like to socialize a little bit more.
Okay.
So I was like, you know what? After the first year, I was going to apply again for the second year and get financial aid and my expenses paid for.
Yes.
But somehow I didn't file everything properly, and I'm like, you know what? I guess this is a sign for me not to go back.
Right, not for you, not
exactly.
For you.
And it wasn't really for you anyways, because you do so well in sales and the real estate field you're in, and I can't even imagine you doing anything like that.
Well, I was actually shy.
Oh, really?
Then.
Oh.
I like talking to people, but I was more shy than I am now.
Eddie, that was almost impossible.
Right. Yeah, because in sales, you need to be able to talk in sales, and you definitely know how to do that. Yeah. And definitely. So then basically this wasn't for you. So then what called you to be in the Navy? Because you started off in the Navy, right?
Well, after college, I was like, you know what? I got to fill up my time somehow. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you know what? I'll get a full-time job. I ended up working 3 jobs. They're all part-time. So I was at Vans.
Okay.
Hometown Buffet. Hated that place. Nice. It was horrible. Don't recommend anyone to work in the food industry,
Or eating it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I worked at a place called OnTrack. That's kind of like UPS, you know.
Okay. Oh, yes. OnTrack.
So you're like shipping stuff. You're unloading and offloading the trailers.
Yes.
Super heavy work, you know.
Right.
My hat goes off to them because it's definitely tough work. But you know what? I was like, you know what? My parents didn't come here for me to be breaking my back more than them and still make less money than them.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
I walked into a military recruiting office. I went to the Marines first because I wanted to be a Marine. And I took a little pretest. So I took the pretest. It was really good. And I'm like, dude, you should join. You know, it seems like you're the person that would definitely want to enjoy or would enjoy the military.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, all right, cool. Sounds good. So I talked it over that same night with my mom. And I was like, hey, look, I'm thinking about joining the military. You know, I'm going to see what benefits they have to offer.
Got it.
Went back. They weren't there the next day when I went.
Okay.
So the Navy office was open. And I was like, Let's see what they have
no
to
way.
Offer.
No way.
So hold on.
Okay.
You can't say that all that happened by coincidence.
Like fate or something.
I don't know. Well, okay. Well, yeah, I guess maybe because right. a lot of my friends who I went to high school with actually ended up joining the Navy.
Okay.
But I hadn't talked to them. But by chance, I joined the Navy, and then we actually ended up meeting up back whenever I was active duty. So we all lived in Virginia together, and actually – two of them were my roommates.
Oh wow!
Over
no
there.
Way.
So
wow.
like we all just ended up reconnecting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
But I walked in there and you know they told me school, housing, you know the VA home loan, which is what I specialize in now.
I've seen it. I've seen it.
Members.
You guys didn't hear a VA home loan specialist.
Yes.
Right.
Come on.
Right.
I help service members get their house for zero out of pocket. You know,
amazing.
To the best
amazing.
Of my ability.
Yes.
But the biggest thing was I asked them, hey, what can I do for my mom? She doesn't have papers. I hear that maybe I can, you know, get her citizenship. And they said, yeah, if you join, you can expedite that process.
No
way. A lot
way.
Of people, like I have family who has waited like 10 plus years to be able to file, you know, or get some type of acceptance.
Wow.
And they don't hear anything back, you know.
Right.
They spent thousands of dollars trying to get that done. Meanwhile, they said, hey, it'd be super fast and super efficient if you do it through the military. So I'm like, you know what? That's all I needed to hear.
Wow.
I signed, you know, the
no
contract.
Way.
Okay.
And I shipped out the following year in March.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's epic.
And
so
what year was that?
So when I first walked in there was
2014.
Oh, wow. So obviously this was for you. It was something where, you know, you were like, okay, I could do this. It's a little bit different than my previous jobs. And, you know, now you're like more outgoing. But at the same time, as a son, you did this to expedite, you know, your mom, right?
Yes.
Your mom basically having citizenship here in America.
Yeah.
Wow, that is so amazing, especially with it being 2025. This story is so powerful because right now, that's like one of the main topics is like citizenship, and
especially with Trump around now, everybody's hiding in their house and worried about ice coming crashing down.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's actually one of the things that I go to a bunch of the recruiting offices for the military. I go and pretty much, obviously, I'll do a presentation on the VA home loan because service members don't know anything about buying a house because they don't explain it to us. I didn't know anything when I was active duty.
Yes,
but I also do a side part to that where I talk about how I was able to grant my mom her status in this country.
Amazing.
Wow. Because a lot of people who join the military tend to be minorities, especially in California.
Wow. Okay. How long did it take your mom to get citizenship after you being in the military, the Navy?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I turned 21. For anyone, you have to wait till you're 21 until you can petition for family members. So once I turned 21, I put in her paperwork. We went to an office in East LA, and they said, hey, because of your military status, you can go ahead and file this paperwork, and they'll grant you your parents' citizenship.
They'll grant you
her status. So we asked questions like, hey, is she going to have to get kicked out of the country, you know, because sometimes they'll penalize you for entering the country illegally.
Okay.
And they said, depending on her record, maybe yes, maybe no, you know?
Okay.
Luckily, my mom's record was super clean, so she never had to leave the country.
Oh, that's
great. Wow.
God willing.
Okay, yes.
So 6 months after I did that, she ended up getting her work permit. So 6 months, work permit, and then 6 months after that, they sent her green card.
Wow, oh my God, that's
like a dream come true.
Yeah, a whole year for everything, and she didn't even have to go to an actual interview.
No way.
Yeah.
That is so powerful. What an amazing thing for like a son to do. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Especially at such a young age when people are kind of like trying to find themselves, you know, you were doing this for yourself, but also for your mom. So honestly, like that's phenomenal.
Did you ever feel like you would ever be in the military when you were a young kid?
Actually, no. No.
Okay.
I'm like, my last name fits, you know, the character.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect, because my last name is Guerra, which means war.
No way.
In Spanish.
Guys, okay, so Guerra in Spanish is basically in Spanish. It's it's war.
Oh
so, I mean, it's almost coincidental. I mean, it's kind of crazy, right?
Well, you
a little bit, yeah.
I mean, a little bit.
Well, you went to war for the Navy, and, you know, obviously you go to war for real estate.
That's
because, you know, being somebody who's actually personally worked with you as a real estate associate, you know, you are one of the top in the league, and I have seen you go to war. So, you know, maybe we could talk a little bit about your real estate career. How did all this happen?
So me getting into real estate was actually by coincidence. Like, I was not planning on doing real estate. I was mostly just looking to invest.
Okay.
You know, I knew I can buy a house with the VA home loan.
Okay.
That's pretty much it. That's all I knew. And it was zero money down. But I didn't know that you need like a consistent income. I thought you could use your benefits, like going to school, to qualify to use your VA loan. That wasn't the case. I'm like, luckily I had some money that I had saved up while I was in the military. And I went to go talk to a real estate agent. I was like, hey, look, this is what I got. Obviously, you know, I can't use the VA loan. How else can I use this money to invest it? I'm like, I want to throw my money into some type of asset so it can grow without me having to work.
Makes sense.
So she ended up recommending me to Jared.
Okay.
So Jared was the first mentor. Yes.
There you go. Yeah.
Because she worked with him.
Okay.
And she was a TC when he was at Century 21.
Oh, there you go.
Got it.
Yeah.
Love it.
So then I got connected with him, and he told me, he's like, look, it looks like you have your the right mindset for what you're trying to do. You just don't know anything about, you know, the military. Okay. About not the military.
Real estate.
About real estate. Yeah. About real estate. And I was like, okay. I'm like, so what do I need to know? You know. And he's like, all right. Well, the first thing you're gonna need to do is learn how to communicate.
Yes. Okay.
And I'm like, I understand that now, and why he said that, because the way I would communicate before, because of my military experience, was like super direct. You know, like I wouldn't cater anything to anyone's emotions.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and it's like you either get it or you don't.
Got
you know?
Got it.
Strictly that. Now I'm a little more charismatic with it. I'm like, okay, so how? Like, did you understand what I was saying, or do I need to reiterate in a different way?
Yes. You know? Right. Right. Right.
So that was the first thing. And he's like, you know what? Also, you're going to need connections. You need people you're going to have to work with, like you guys, you know, that I work with now, which is
amazing.
Thank you. Guys are some of the best people that I actually have worked with, and I appreciate everything
you do. Appreciate you. Likewise, likewise.
Thank you. And so networking was one of those things. So I wanted to do flip. Didn't have the connections. Didn't have the background experience, none of that. Wanted to buy rentals. But obviously, I couldn't qualify.
Okay.
So I ended up joining his team, got my real estate license, and I was training, you know? I was, like, learning the ropes and everything. I didn't get my license till like, a year after because some issue with my last name. I got two last names. I only put one down, you know?
Oh,
Mexican,
wow.
Mexican problems. You got a bunch of last names.
You know?
Yeah, it has to be perfect, like it says it in the social.
Yes.
So while I was waiting for my actual license to be able to come in, I was, you know, I was just working under him, and I was gaining traction. Like, there's people who wanted to work with me.
Yeah,
so
right,
I was like, okay, you know what? Let me go ahead and grab Jared. And he pretty much just showed me how everything was done.
Amazing.
And what's it called? Like, he closed everything up, you know?
Nice, nice.
But I was learning firsthand, and he's like, okay, like, obviously, since you're here with me, like, this is how you talk to them. This is, you know, what you say. This is how you navigate the situation. So that way, by the time I got my license, like, I was already fully fledged.
Wow.
We ended up closing 4 deals.
Wow.
Before I got my license. Once I had my license, I pretty much took off and was closing a deal every single month.
Powerful.
And that's powerful, guys. Like, buying a house and financing is one thing, but being in real estate, it's so much more complex because, right, you have to have a certain service, a certain way of speaking with people because it's very sensitive.
Right.
But you have a certain way, like we worked with you, and you have a certain way of how to articulate it with people where they're actually very, very understanding. They're very calm. I think I'm a little bit more direct with people. As a lender, I think doing this for so long, I'm more like, come on, like, here's the
ABC.
It's
black and white.
It's black and white, but you're right. There's that component of being more catered to the service of people, especially because they don't know nothing about the process. They're just, okay, how do I buy a house? And you're more like, all right, let me explain. Here's the map. And you've done a great job of you know, servicing these clients and the crazy part is you went from not understanding what you wanted to do in life, fell into a certain position, then you wanted to do something else, fell into another position, which was never really what you wanted to do, but now you do it so well that it's amazing how
right.
you were
this
able
is
to
your
make
thing.
That happen.
You're a realtor now. You definitely do so good. And honestly, most realtors, seasoned realtors, they probably only close 3 or 4 transactions a year. And even before you could even get to that point, you're already closing that amount of deals. And that's just so amazing to hear.
That was in the span, I guess, of like 7 months.
Wow. So,
like,
I mean, that is powerful. That is powerful. And one thing that you actually focus on is because you come from the military, the Navy, you actually help a lot of, like you were saying beforehand, that you focus on like VA loans and real estate, you know, individuals coming from the military. Can you explain a little bit about how you focus on that? Because I know you're phenomenal in that field right now, in real estate, military, Navy.
Yes. So I just tend to focus in on, you know, people like me, you know me, which is service members.
Right.
Obviously, you know, I'm also part of the Latino community, but yes. even a bunch of Latinos joined the military. Okay. So, but my main thing for me is military because I understand the struggles that come with being a service member. You get me? Like, working hours are crazy. You know, like, you sometimes you hate your life, you know, but you understand that this is for a bigger purpose and a bigger cause than just yourself.
Of course.
And you want to make sure that you can take care of your family at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So you do these things to be able to make sure that their future is secure, even if you got to kind of bite the bullet in the beginning.
Got it.
You know? So I go after military because, like I said, they don't teach us anything about buying assets, buying real estate, using your benefits. And I think it's by design, honestly.
Of course.
Because if I had known everything that I knew while I was active duty, I would have bought properties around military bases left and right.
Right.
Because the same way I ended up at a military base, other service members are going to be at a military base.
Wow.
And if I'm not living there, guess who can rent out that property? Mm-hmm. Other service members. So that's just additional income that you can start making if you play it right and obviously calculate the numbers correctly, you know. And if you have like a lender like yourself, Eli, who's perfect at this, then you know you're always gonna find a deal that's gonna make sense.
I like
that.
And the great part is you actually fell into the position, and I feel like it wasn't really by coincidence. Now I'm not feeling like it was coincidence. Now I feel like it was somehow meant for you to be here, to be in that position, because you're actually really helping people that don't understand, especially veterans who have served our country. They work so hard,
right?
And they, it's not that they have the lack of knowledge. They don't have certain abilities to understand. Well, I mean, they have the ability to understand, but they don't have access. They don't have the ability to get access from someone like yourself, Eddie, that can actually, you've been in their boots, you've served the country, you know exactly what's lacking in that area. And then you're like, well, I know what you're going through. I know what needs to happen, but hey, I'm a realtor. Here's an opportunity for your own property in the United States, which, by the way, we serve those purposes. Mm-hmm. And now you can buy it with 0% down, which is insane. I think those are great opportunities that you're actually now able to serve the country in a different way.
Yeah.
Right.
And the funny thing is, I actually wanted to be a recruiter before I left active duty. Wow. So I'm like, it's still kind of the same thing, but except instead of putting someone in the house, I was trying to put people in the military.
That's what I was trying to do. Because now you go to recruiting centers, correct? Uh-huh. And now you're able to, again, kind of have classes on all of this and talk about the type of real estate that you're doing, the 0% down, the VA loans. And I think you actually just came from some of these sites right now. So how is that, you know, spreading the word, you know, to all these individuals, all these real superheroes of the world? You're one of them.
Thank you.
So, you know, and it must feel so amazing because, again, like you said, they're not really in the know of all of this that they can get this. So when you're standing there, I'm sure it's amazing to feel it.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because now I know that I'm able to make things easier for the people who come after me.
Okay.
Because I wish I had known this and I had a resource like myself who, you know, would have catered to what my needs are and obviously, you know, make sure that financially it makes sense, because a lot of people get scared. They're like, buying a house is super hard. Like, you know, mortgages are crazy. Like, I'm not going to be able to afford it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing that comes to mind, especially because they always get discouraged by other people who don't happen to be able to do it. But I make them see the light at the end of the tunnel by letting them know, look, right off the bat, you're already in a better position than most people. You don't have to put a down payment down, okay? Top of that, you get lower rates compared to everyone else.
Right.
You don't have PMI, which you're saving thousands of dollars a year buying a house just with your benefits. And on top of that, it's a benefit. Like, you can reuse it as many times as you want.
Wow.
You get me? Like, abuse it as many times as you want.
Yes.
So you can have some type of retirement
if
you don't do 20 years, you know? Because if you do 20 years in the military, then you usually get a pension. But being away from family for such a long period of time, sometimes you're like, you know what? I can't keep doing this, because I had a situation where when I deployed and I went off to the Middle East in 2016, I had one of my buddies who was deploying with me tell me, like, it broke his heart when he was about to walk out of his house and his daughter came up to him and she hugged his leg and she's like, why are you leaving, Daddy? When are you going to be back?
Wow.
And then he just looks at her and he was like, damn, I can't do this anymore. Because we were about to be gone for like 7 months.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, like, you seeing your baby just hug you and not wanting you to leave.
Yes.
Like, it's going to leave an impact on you. You know what I mean? So he did, like, I believe 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't have anything else other than the military service. And obviously, he has skills that he can transfer into the civilian world, so pick up a good job.
Yes.
But I'm like, what if you have set yourself up better. So right. that way, you know, when you transition out of the military, mm-hmm. if the income that you're making is what your family's relying on, okay. you have additional income now because you have rental properties. You have, you know, other pools of sources where you can yes. get money from, you know,
right.
to provide the life that you're currently living.
Wow, that is so amazing.
Wow, that's such a heartfelt story. Like, my God, I can only imagine how many people really get impacted that serve the military and have to leave their kids. I have a question for you, and
yeah.
hopefully you take it well, because I don't know if I'm asking it right. While you were serving in the military, I know people that have these things called PTSD, right? Like mm-hmm. they have these post-traumatic stress disorders that happen after they leave because mm-hmm. of the situation that happened in the military.
Yeah.
You being who you are now, a professional in the field, do you have, or do you? Is it very common in the military for those things to happen?
Like pick up PTSD or what exactly?
Like basically, like they have an experience where now they are not able to kind of take it out of their mind.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes, it definitely is. I think just joining the military in general.
Yes.
In a sense, like there's certain things about being in that type of occupation mm-hmm. that you're never gonna be able to get rid of. Like it's always gonna okay. be ingrained in your head.
Okay.
You know. Obviously, I do have friends who serve with me who have seen, you know, some really bad situations
wow,
that.
Okay.
really affected them psychologically, you know, like sometimes you have trouble sleeping, you know, or
right.
sometimes it's just like you can't trust anyone
yes.
okay.
because of the things that you see and you hear. So like it definitely takes a toll. Like I remember when I first got out of the military, like the transition into regular civilian life was a little bit tough for me,
I see.
Especially oh, yeah. with my friends and family, because
yes.
I was so used to I'll say I'm blessed that, you know, I didn't suffer from anything mm-hmm. like super mm-hmm. traumatic. You know,
got
I
it.
Saw some things, but nothing super traumatic.
Okay.
Me connecting with them again was really difficult.
Yes.
Me really difficult because I guess my temper was very short. Mm. And every single time I addressed them, it was like very aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And people would say, like, why do you talk to me like that? You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I was like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't mean to come off rude or come off as bossy or come off as, you know, like authoritarian.
Okay.
But it's just the way that I'm so used to communicating yes. on my day-to-day basis with the people
right.
around me who I work with.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like they rewire you when you're in the military, right, to train you to be like this machine.
Pretty much, yeah,
okay.
pretty much. You know, because I'm like, there's no talk back in the
right.
military. You know, I'm mm-hmm. like, you're told to do something, you're going to get it done.
Got it.
You know?
Yes.
I'm like, you got to be somewhere. You're
yes.
going to show up no matter what. No matter,
like,
you could, excuse my French, bitch and complain
yeah.
all you want,
yeah.
you know, but
yeah.
at the end of the day, you know, if you don't get this done, like, there's consequences.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Yeah.
There's
yeah.
consequences.
That's right, right,
you know?
Right.
So it's just part of the occupation.
Right.
But those are, I guess, some of the hurdles that I saw that I had to overcome. And on
yeah.
top of that, just, like, obviously me experiencing life and the world, you know, seeing people from all over
mm-hmm.
the country
mm-hmm.
and all over the world as well, since I was able to travel overseas. You know, like, I've been to Guam, I've been to Dubai, Bahrain,
wow,
Italy,
wow.
France. Like, you,
no
you get to see how different people from all over the place live.
Okay.
The liberties that we have and that they don't have, you
okay.
know.
Okay.
And the manner in which they are able to live and the manner that we're able to live, you know.
Got
I'm
it.
Like, obviously, you know, the U.S. isn't perfect, but you're
of
definitely
course.
Still in a much better place than you are in some other places of the world.
Right.
And I think me coming back from the military, I ended up gaining some sort of patriotism because I don't think I had that
okay.
when
oh,
I
okay.
left. You know,
yeah.
like
yeah.
to me, it was just like, hey, I'm just going about my life. And I feel like that's a lot of people. You know, like, I guess we lost that sense of patriotism for the country, especially
that.
For those of us who come from immigrant parents. Like, we forget, yes, we love where, you know, our heritage is from, our roots
yes,
are from, you
right.
know? Like, I'm never going to, you know, turn my
forget
back
that.
On that.
Yeah.
But you were born in the U.S., and your parents sacrificed themselves to come over here because they know that their home country wasn't going to be able to give you the opportunities that you have now.
Right. And
there's
know? Challenges right now. I mean, there's people trying to get into this country, and obviously there's a border that they're putting a lot of work on, and that's not really something that's happening as easy anymore, because back
yeah.
then there was opportunities where people could come and get their status and go through steps
yes.
to be able to get their, you know, their ability to become residents or citizens,
uh-huh.
and now it's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
and I see that people are definitely trying to be part of America, because you're right, I can only imagine the hustle or the hardship going in different countries and trying to understand that culture, and maybe you might not have a lot of control, because I mean there's situations why people come from Mexico or Canada or China or different countries, because it's just different. We had somebody on our podcast that came from Russia. Mm-hmm. There's a different party. I can't really say the name, but and there's hardships of living different.
Yeah, totally mm-hmm. different. Yeah, you know? Totally different. And it seems like you actually go through a lot of extreme things. So, you know, the military. I've seen you jump out of planes before. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Hold up, you jump out of a plane?
Right? Yeah.
I went skydiving in Hawaii when I was over there.
There you go.
That was not pleasure, was it? Or you actually?
It was. That was.
It was.
I paid to go jump out of a plane.
Okay. Okay.
You also, you know, you drove a motorcycle here probably. I don't know if it's raining.
Oh, it was raining. Oh, I didn't drive the motorcycle.
But you do drive a motorcycle. Obviously, again, the Navy, the military. One of my questions is, where does, like, all of this inspiration, where does this, like, drive come from? Does it come from, like, your parents? Does it come from yourself being? Like, where does it all, like, stem from?
I would say it's a, obviously, I feel like it's ingrained in me because I've always been kind of a go-getter. Like, I've never really been complacent, but I think it's also because I didn't grow up with a lot.
Okay.
So I want to make sure that whenever, well, now that I'm older, you know, because I've grown up now, I'm not a kid anymore. I look 20. I'm about to be 30, you know?
That's right.
30. This is the year.
Yes.
My word.
I just want to make sure that they have what I wasn't able to have. You know what I mean? And I feel like every generation does that, you know? Like, that's why my parents immigrated to this country, because they wanted me to have something that they weren't able to have back in Mexico.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, so on and so forth.
Definitely.
But also, it's just giving back to those communities and those individuals who made me into who I am today. So, obviously, you know, like, everything that I will usually do is for my parents, you know, because they sacrificed a lot for me to, you know, be able to do what I do now, and because they set me up with a good set of morals, I would say.
Wow.
You know, like, I feel like I'm a pretty well-mannered individual, you know, hardworking and very disciplined.
Right.
And on top of that, also the military is one of those places that I attribute most of who I am, because it built me into the man I am now.
Push you a little bit to be that.
Exactly.
No, yeah, you definitely.
And really where you're at in your life now, I mean, there's so much, I feel like you're progressing so much and you're still very young. I mean, let's say you're still in your
20s.
Yeah. We can say that right now.
Till June.
Right, okay.
But still in your 20s. But considering you're in your 20s, you've done so much. What's the future look like for you? You're obviously a real estate agent. You're investing. Mm-hmm. You're doing so many different things. You have a military background. You're a huge patriot to the country. So we want to honor that.
Thank you.
What is the next thing that you believe is the next thing for Eddie?
So I believe the next thing for me would be, well, honestly, I feel like I don't do enough, you know?
Okay.
I feel like I still need to do more.
This is good. This is
but
good.
This year, my goal is to finally buy a house for my mom, you know?
Okay.
Like, hey, I help everyone get a home. It's my turn to be able to give that gift to you, you know? Like, I help, you know, other parents get their houses, you know, other children get their houses for their parents, and so on and so forth. So I think that I want to do that for my mom now.
Nice.
So that way she has somewhere secure to live at, you know, and she doesn't have to be stressing about, hey, are they going to raise my rent, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And then also family. Like, my biggest thing is family.
But hold up. You said you want a family?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, who is she? Where is she?
Right. She's in the shadows right now.
Oh, she's not around.
I haven't found her.
Right. She's on her way.
She exists, but she's not here yet. Okay, got it.
I just want to make sure that I become the man I need to be for whenever that person presents themselves.
Wow.
I am that person.
That's powerful.
You heard that, girls?
Yes.
She's right here.
And children, too, right? And that's what you mean, family.
Oh, yeah. I want a big family.
Yes.
Because I was an only child.
Oh, wow. I didn't know this about you. Oh, my God. So you're an only child. Okay. That's a little insight right there.
The more the merrier, you know? Let's pack up the house for Christmas and Thanksgiving and everything.
Love it. Also one thing that we like to ask as well is, like, how have you ever had, like, a time where maybe, because you go through a lot, obviously the Navy is not an easy thing to do, and then going to real estate and military, even being in college before that, is there times where maybe you had, like, a downtime and you're just like, I don't even want to get out of bed? And if you did, like, how did you get out of that? Like, that way our audience can know, like, if they're going through that, how can they, like, snap themselves out of it? And maybe you didn't. You know what I mean?
No, some people I have. Obviously, we all have heartbreaks, you know? I would say there's two. Okay. There's two pivotal moments that really pushed me to this point now. Mm-hmm. And that was, obviously, during COVID, you know, everyone got locked down here. In California.
Yes.
I was in Virginia. I didn't have, you know, to deal with that. Like, oh, wow. While you guys were stuck at the house, right. I was over there partying and getting drunk.
No
you
way.
Know, at the
no
club.
Okay. You know, is, this like, a, is this a sad story?
Sure. Right, it is. I'll get to that part. You know, like, obviously, I was enjoying my life out there.
Okay.
But the two reasons kind of get twisted together because my mom, I lost my grandpa, which is her dad.
Okay.
You know? She wasn't able to go to Mexico to see him because of what was going on with COVID. So she didn't have the time to grieve. And on top of that, she's like, where am I getting money from? Like, how am I going to pay the bills? And I would always tell her, hey, like, if you need money, let me know. If you need money, let me know. She never said a word because she's just that type of, you know, person, that type of woman, like very self-sufficient,
right.
always
right.
gets done what needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
So I never knew, but obviously she came down with like depression and anxiety because she just didn't know how to manage that. She was overstressing herself.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so far away from home, I was like, yeah, I can't allow that to happen again.
I
you
see.
Know, like, I'm like, if something like that happens, I need to be close to my mom.
That's
now,
tough.
You
that's
know, to
tough.
Make sure that she's well taken care of.
Got it.
And then while that's happening, I had a girlfriend in the military.
Okay.
And she cheated on me.
Oh,
so
wow. Okay.
I had plans. Yeah, I had plans to stay in Virginia, but when that happened, everything that transpired afterwards, like, it was kind of like it was backstabbing to me because the friend group that we all hung out with kind of like turned their backs on me and went with her and the person that she cheated on me with. And the worst part was that it was one of my roommates.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That isn't there always somebody close to you? Like,
yeah.
Right in the
right.
I didn't, I never expected it, but I guess looking back now, like, I kind of see how, you know, that might have happened.
Those are pretty tough times.
But you know what? That was meant to be. She didn't deserve you. It's as simple as that. You know,
right. Now you're going to find your family and you're going to start your family with kids. And you know what I mean? Maybe
yeah.
It was all for a reason. It seems like speaking with you today, a lot of this stuff is happening like out of fate. I think fate or everything happens for a reason type feeling
yeah.
here. It's been honestly so amazing. And, you know, we always like to also have you talk to the camera. And just if you could just tell our audience like a couple of certain things that you think that you should let them know from Mr. Eddie as a person that maybe will inspire them because you do such inspiring things.
Yeah.
I would say don't stress so much about what it is that you want to do in life. As long as you have, you know, the right values and the right motivation that, you know, there's something out there for me, even though I don't know what it is, you'll find it, you know. Somehow life is going to take you on a crazy roller coaster ride and you'll find your purpose. You know, I never imagined myself to be in the military, especially with the last name as Guerra. But somehow now I ended up being in the military and I help a bunch of service members out get the homes that a lot of people want nowadays. You know, I'm like, if there's one thing that someone needs, it's a nice home for them and their families. And I'm able to provide that to those who defend the country like I have.
I love that. So if you guys want to follow Eddie, go to Eddie. How do you say that?
my social media handle is Barracks to Backyard. Kind of play on words because for those of us in the military, we start off in the barracks. You know, it's kind of like the dorms in college. And then backyard because the goal is for me to put you in your own backyard.
There you go.
Amazing.
Wow,
amazing.
That is that's branding, guys. That's some heavy branding.
Love
guys.
It.
I want to appreciate you for being here. And honestly, you guys are going to watch this dude on these reels that are going to roll out really soon. Seriously, follow him. He is great at real estate. He has your back. Obviously, he's served as a patriot in the country. So, Eddie, thank you so much for sharing a wealth of knowledge with us. And we had this way past due,
right.
Way past due. But thank you for being here with us.
Definitely.
And coming from Orange County. And it's raining, guys. So we really appreciate that. And you didn't bring the motorcycle, thank goodness.
No,
so that's good.
Right, right.
I'm crazy enough to do so, but.
Yeah, I know you are.
It's in the shop getting painted right now.
Okay.
I'm giving a little makeover.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Good,
okay,
good, good.
Getting it ready
reason,
for the
for
summer.
Reason.
And to end it with this, if you're the girl, do not cheat on this dude.
Wow.
He needs a loyal woman, okay?
There you go. To start that
family. I'm loyal to my right. country, and I'll be loyal to you.
There you go.
If I'm willing to die for my country, I'll die for you.
Wow.
There you go.
Love that. Love
guys,
that.
Thank you so much for
thank
sharing
you
this
for
experience
being here
with
us.
Thank
we're
going
to have
Eddie.
To have a part two, guys. There's so much to talk about.
We'll see if I found the one.
Right.
Oh,
exactly,
my God.
Exactly.
Part two.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate
thanks,
it.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Peace.